Hello, Weiji.
Hi, Bunkai.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. It's a very nice day today.
Sunny, with the birds singing outside.
Oh, it rained a little bit in the morning, but it's gotten a lot better now.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. There's a lot of crickets for some reason right now. They're definitely like loud and can be heard. I saw one when I was hanging my laundry yesterday. No, the day before.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like right beside, like next to my ear, and it was like so loud.
Wow.
Anyways.
We were talking last year. Can you believe it's already been a year?
Was it last year? I thought it was last month. No?
It was Christmas Eve.
Oh, was
remember
it?
Remember like okay. Christmas Eve,
yes,
two
yes.
guys sitting at home recording. You don't know how many times I've heard that again and again. When I'm editing, it's like, hi, Weiji. Hi, Bunkai. How are you? Like, okay, good, good. Yep, good. Too much pause between these two. Cut, re-listen. Okay, it feels too fast. Like, add a bit of space. And on and on and on. It's quite painful. Especially all my self-induced mistakes. Like, I tried reword stuff. And like, I stammered here and there.
Well, I hope it gets better.
I do hope it gets better. I think I've improved, but we will see. We will see.
We will.
We will hear.
Okay, so this is a we will hear.
Yes.
We will hear. But first, so our topic today is
personal
a continuation from
102.
Yay.
Why does it sound so depressing?
I guess it's because like it's the markets are going down, Bunkai. That's why it's depressing.
Yes, it is, Weiji. I paper lost like a few hundred US dollars now. I mean, all my gains from last year is gone. So,
is it? Okay, yeah. Let me
it's
try and see.
Getting worse.
Really?
Yes.
How worse? Like in percentage terms, I guess.
No, I'm just going to give some numbers now because it's easier. So
200.
When I bought it last year in December, sorry, in November, it was around 309, I think 309 US dollars per share per unit.
Yep.
So I bought like 30 units.
Yep.
And this morning when I woke up, the price let me try to pull it out.
So I'm gonna take out my calculator.
Yes.
300 and you bought about 30.
308, 309.
Yep. And you bought about 30 units. So that's about 9.2
US.
Yep.
So yeah, and then you can convert it to Sing dollars if you want, but or you can just leave it.
Okay.
And so earlier this month in around mid-February, the price went all the way up to 338.
338?
Yeah, that was really good. I was actually considering whether to sell at that point, but I didn't.
So you had a big gain about 800?
Per share? Sorry. 338.
Yeah. So
800 total.
338 times your 30 units is about 10.1K. So you gain about 900.
Yes.
Yep.
And this morning when I woke up, the price dropped to 295 per share.
Okay. Which is 8.85K. So lost about, just a few hundred.
Yeah, a few hundred.
That's not too bad.
But the drop is very steep. I mean,
okay.
On the 25th, it was like still 300 plus.
Mm-hmm.
On the 26th, it dropped all the way to 290.
And so what was your response to this?
Oh, my response. Oh, that is a fun one, actually. So I regret not selling earlier this month when it was still high. Okay. I mean, I actually can't predict the future, so it doesn't...
Yeah.
I can't blame myself. But now that it's dropped so low, it's like, let's just wait and see.
Okay.
Because I'm supposed to buy again this quarter to avoid the maintenance fee, the maintenance charge.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see how it goes.
Are you considering doing it earlier or...
Later, probably.
Probably later, okay. What about your bond component?
Oh, that is doing well, actually. That's the price is not moving at all.
Oh, okay. It didn't go up?
It's like a plus minus 0 point something. It went up a bit, but it's not really much.
Okay.
It was dropping since a few years ago. It kept dropping.
Yeah, I remember when you said you bought it and it just kept dropping.
Yep.
And then you bought more.
I bought more and it still kept dropping.
And then eventually you were like, nah, I'm not buying anymore.
Yeah. And now it went back up a bit, but it's still below the price I bought it for.
Okay.
But it still gives me dividends every month. So that's good.
Okay. So
a tiny
dividend. If it's just plus and minus 0 point something, then if you include your dividends, then it's pretty much like break even.
Yeah, kind of.
I suppose.
Oh, and I found out that the S&P 500,
mm-hmm.
they give dividends every 3 months.
Okay.
So I just received my first one earlier this month.
Ooh.
It's a tiny, tiny dividend. It's so small. I was like, huh.
How many units?
So the dividends, they give it in cash.
Oh, and you're not reinvesting that?
I don't know how to reinvest that. I don't think I can reinvest that.
I thought it was just like an automatic or like a tick box thing.
Because you have to buy, you cannot just buy, like, let's say 1,000 USD. You have to buy every 10 units. So you can buy like 10 units, 20 units, 30 units. You cannot buy 0.02 units.
Right. Gotcha.
Which is quite annoying.
Okay. Hey, but at least you got something.
Yeah, at least I got something. But it's really small. Really small.
Well, the amount you put in is kind of small. I guess if you times 4, does it?
It's 2 digits. If I times 4, it's 3 digits, but it's like 2 digits.
Based on what you put in, so if you put in about 10K or 9K US, and if you got 3 digits for a year, it's still like 1%.
Which is like my bank account, my savings account, right?
But that's just the basically interest, but you still have capital gain.
Yes, yes, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. So I guess at the very least, it's the same if you put it in the bank. So there's no...
Yes, but my paper loss is piling up.
Okay.
But we will see in the coming days how it goes.
Yep, we'll see.
And how is the situation on your side?
So when I checked, was it 2 days ago or 3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think I lost about a grand.
Ouch.
On one of my funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I were to count now, let me see how much I lost. It might be about 2 grand on just like one of my funds.
But you are comfortable with this, right? I mean, you're not panic selling or any of those stuff.
I just put some in yesterday.
Oh, you just put some in yesterday.
Well, it won't be instant. It's probably going to clear on.
Yeah, it takes a while for it to go.
Yeah.
Same for me as well. But, and I have to do it twice.
You have to do it twice. Okay. Because mine, it has to convert to a different currency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an Australian fund. So it has to convert. So right now it's in Australian dollars.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll have to purchase it using that.
Okay, I see. For mine, it's like I have to tell the bank to transfer it from my account to my trading account. That takes about 1 or 2 business days. Then after that, I have to place the order. Then that depends on how fast the trading goes. It normally takes a few days, I think, for it to clear before I get it.
But within a week.
Yeah, but within a week. I don't know if that's considered fast or slow.
That's about normal, I think.
That's about normal.
I think, yeah, on my side, it takes about 3 business days to like clear.
Okay, that's about the same then.
And it depends on like the hour you submit the order as well. I think they have a cutoff time around like 12 noon.
Otherwise, it gets to the next day?
So otherwise, you're pretty much, yeah, like submitting it the next day.
Ah, okay.
So it might be like a timing thing for you as well.
I normally just do it at night.
Yeah, so in which case it won't be executed. I guess it depends on the market because you're trading the US market and then you're in like a different time zone. So, I guess.
But I'm trading the US market through the Singapore market, which is interesting.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how it works.
Neither do I.
But yeah, give or take, like within a week, it'll definitely. So what else is there?
I'm actually thinking about something, but I'm not sure whether to bring it up or not.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's all the rage right now, and I can't stop thinking about it. You know that thing, right?
So why should it affect what we're doing?
It shouldn't. It should not. And that's the point, because it should not, and it is affecting. Okay, let me back this up.
Okay.
It's like my mind is consumed with this coronavirus thing recently, because probably because the stock market tanked, then it started affecting my investments. Mm-hmm. It started making me worry. And
yes.
After being panicky and worry a lot about it, I started to read a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the result has been wasted hours reading articles and news articles and stuff about all these.
And why is it a waste? Like, would you be doing something else otherwise?
It's a waste because, okay, now that I've spent so many hours reading all this, it's making me worried. It's making me a bit fidgety.
Okay.
Like, it's consuming my energy, my mental energy, you know, when I could be like calm and perfectly happy. Now I'm like worried and constantly stressed about this, like constantly checking stuff, the news. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't benefit me to worry so much about it. Do you get what I mean? It's like I'm worried, but I'm not doing anything to mitigate the threat. I'm just worried for nothing.
Okay, but if you weren't worried, then what would the effect be on your, like, it would just be a normal day?
Yes, and I will be happier-ish.
And you'll be happier.
I can sleep better.
Oh, okay. Is it affecting your sleep as well?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know that. Sorry. No, I just did my calculations, and for about 50K of my portfolio, I think I lost 4K.
Whoa, that's a big portfolio, relatively, well, to me.
Part of my portfolio. There's another part which I won't go into.
Okay, that's quite big. But go on.
But I just put in about 2K yesterday, so which will probably go through. Anyways, oh, so it's affecting your sleep as well.
Yes, it's been consuming my mind. Like, I kept thinking about it. I can't focus on other stuff, like even at work.
Are they wearing face masks?
No, no one cares because there's no case yet.
Okay. And there's no face mask in the store anyway.
no, there's no face mask in the store. And I've been like worried about it, like checking it at work, right? Reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very distracting when I should be doing other stuff, mm-hmm. like my job, for example. Yeah, it's just, I don't like that constant buzz in my mind, that constant reminder that there is this threat going on. And it's consuming my time, energy, and attention.
Okay, and you would prefer that it was, but you do realize that it won't just go away tomorrow.
It won't just go away. It's going to be a pandemic. So
It's
good to know, I agree. But I just wish I can split myself into two. Like one part of me will just worry about this, and the other part of me will just carry on life.
If you look at the pandemic Wikipedia page, you can see some pandemics that lasted for years.
Yeah.
4 years, five, some for more than a decade.
Yes. So, you know, if it affects the stock market, then I don't know what to do.
Doesn't matter.
Like, I don't feel comfortable dumping money in somewhere and then you just see it drop so fast.
Yeah, but if you go back to like 2008, if you go look at the charts from 2008 and see how it sprung back.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not saying you have to throw all your money at it right now because it could drop further still. It might go back up. We never know.
That's the problem. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, if you have a use for that money right now, like if you're looking to, I don't know, buy a mansion or
or a sailboat.
I would highly not recommend putting it in.
Like the coronavirus is really affecting the whole supply chain everywhere in the world.
Does it affect your industry that you're working in?
Yes. Because when the coronavirus hits,
mm-hmm.
places shut down, there's less international travel, less industry activities, less manufacturing, everything goes down, and therefore the demand for oil and gas goes down.
Right.
And the prices per barrel goes down, and you know, everything goes down.
I've been having a think about how this would actually help climate change in a bit.
It would help climate change, yes.
With people not flying.
It would help reduce emission by a lot.
Manufacturing going down.
Yes.
And what else? Yeah, basically those two things.
Basically, the supply chain is disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
When supply chains go down, and if you're a country that relies on, let's say, China's manufacturing, let's say medicine.
Mm-hmm. Or like raw materials, yeah.
Yeah, medicine and raw materials. If that route stops, then your supply chain is gone.
True.
If that stops, then you can't generate a profit. You have to lay people off.
Mm.
Oh, you may or may not have to.
Even like my university now is, you know, this problem because we have a lot of students from China who can't fly in right now. So it's apparently like my university alone, there's like, 10, $12 million loss in revenue, I think, just from students not.
And this is happening all over the world.
So everyone's on the same page.
And now that Italy is on lockdown, you know, and it's spreading towards Europe, the Europe economy might tank. And then there's a few cases in America already.
Yeah, Europe's an interesting one because of the free border. At least when I was in Italy last year, and it's definitely like with the way Europe works, like they don't really check.
You can just drive from A to B.
Yeah, there's no borders pretty much.
Or take the train.
Yes. I recommend the train.
I would also agree on that. I would much prefer to take the train than drive.
Yeah.
And now that America has a few cases as well, and these are like cases with no traceable links.
Mm-hmm.
And if it spreads to America, there's going to be white panic. And since Trump is, well, actually, I don't know what he's going to do, but it's just going to create a lot of disruption. And then the S&P 500 mm-hmm. will drop even further. And I think that would be a good time to buy. And
You don't make it sound convincing, Bunkai. Can you say that one more time? Can you make it sound like now is a good time to buy? Everyone, go in.
Nah, I don't want to speculate.
Okay.
I don't want to speculate. But it's like, it's actually not a good feeling to think, to have that sort of thinking. It's like, oh, this country is suffering from a major problem. Now it's a good time to take advantage of it and buy. You know, it's very cold-hearted when you behave this way, like, okay, they're having problems. Now we can take advantage of their problem and, you know, and make a profit. It's
right.
I don't like that. It doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth.
True.
But I guess that's the world of investing. So, and I also read this a while ago on like conscious investors.
Yes.
Like those ethical investors. So the problem is if you have a venture that is doing something somewhat bad for the environment or unethical, but has a lot of money potential.
Yes.
Ethical investors will not invest in that, right?
Okay.
So that means the less ethical investors will invest on that because the price is cheap and not many people are investing on it. So it's like a missed opportunity, like a free opportunity. So the less conscious, less ethical investors will invest on that. They will make a killing. Then they would grow in funds, which would mean that they would end up dominating the financial world. If you like extrapolate this,
there's also the ethical argument, the counter argument, sorry.
Yep.
That if you have people with ethical consciousness investing in those type of companies, if enough ethical people invest in those companies, then they'll have more of a say in how that company is run.
Yes, there is also that. If ethical people were to invest in unethical companies, then they can control how the business.
So it's like a governance way to sort of like make the world better rather than just avoiding those companies.
So the question now is, will ethical people invest in companies that contribute to like ocean pollution or industries with heavy CO2 emissions? So if enough of them do that, then it's great because they can control it. But then if ethical people are put off by it, then, you know, it just, the problem just gets worse.
I was at this like government internship program a few years ago. And I remember talking to this intern, this other person. I can't even remember who, if it's a he or she.
Or maybe both,
yes. Let's pretend it's a she.
Okay.
She was working in this like government agency that sort of grants permits to like coal and oil companies for mining.
Mm-hmm.
So like and which sounds a bit like non-eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually has like an environmental background, like similar to me. And I was quite impressed by, like, I think she said something along the lines of, oh, it's better to have someone who has like an environmental background granting these permits than someone who doesn't, you know, because like then he or she would have more scrutiny over whether, okay, this is like a good idea, like to say mine in this area, you know. Like they'll be able to care more about the environmental impact of like these things compared to someone who would just, okay, just take the money and be done with it. So yeah, I was quite impressed by that sort of stance, I guess, to be, you know, right there, like at the gatepost saying, okay, you can do this or you can't do this.
You know, that's a tough position.
It is a tough position, especially like since you're ideally, you know, you wouldn't be even granting any permits. But I do like applaud her for like, you know, taking up that position to sort of like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making it like a black and white situation, sort of like realize like the shades of gray. Like, okay, so it's probably not okay to, you know, do this in a mangrove swamp where you affect like not just the land, but also the ocean. but maybe somewhere else where it's a bit less isolated, you know, more isolated. Or I'm not into the details of what she does, but you know, it takes a lot of courage, I guess, to
it does,
and skill, I guess, to do it. But someone has to do it, and I'm kind of glad that she's the one doing it rather than, you know, someone else who might not have that. I'm not even sure if she's still working there.
She was an intern, right?
Yeah, I think, well, she won't be like directly handling the permits, but she, you know, she does like some of the background work and assessing environmental impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feeds into her boss or his boss.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, she does have a bit of an influence, I guess, on it.
There's more and more attention into this climate change now.
Yes.
Like more and more people are talking about it. So it's, I am hoping that stuff will happen.
I wonder if, let me see if there's any talk about the impact of this coronavirus on climate change.
I'm not sure if anyone would be like, everyone's panicking about, well, it's worth having a look actually.
No, it's, I was actually like quite interested, like, because when I, yeah, before the flights being cancelled and manufacturing going down, I was actually quite, I was in Shanghai like last month. And I actually noticed, like, just before I left, like, when I first got there, the sky was quite, like, hazy. And then just before I left, like, about more than a week later, the sky was blue.
Serious?
Yeah. So there was, yeah, that was when I thought, oh, okay. Was it because, like, the factories were closed for, like, more than a week?
Wait, when did you leave? Around late January, I assume.
So I left last day of January and I entered like mid-month-ish. So like about, yeah, 10-ish days. And then, and so I noticed that in Shanghai at least.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, but I'm also aware that like locally, pollution aerosols, they sort of like block out sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the scale. I'm not like a climate expert, but sometimes like, you know, with like volcanic eruptions, it can actually cool the earth down.
Yep, by blocking sunlight.
Yep. It might have like an impact on blocking, like at least on a local scale,
mm-hmm.
like sunlight. But over the long term, like the emissions, like the CO2 emission is still like, that effect would still be stronger.
Yep.
Compared to like the localized effect of sun shading, if you will. And it also depends on like the particles, like different particles, like some, they might absorb infrared radiation a bit more readily than, so it depends on like a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised because that was one of the most noticeable things. I could like, at night, I could even like start to see some stars.
Wow.
It was like that. I'm not sure, but now, like, because I think some manufacturing probably has started.
Mm-hmm. The cases are going down in China. Now it's like South Korea and Italy that's ramping up, and Iran.
Yeah. And slowly, like, you know, rest of Europe.
Yes.
Middle East.
And America, which reported is like second.
Yeah. No one's looking at China now. Like, China's like, okay.
No. It's like, you know, they're done. Like, okay, the cases are going down. This, everything's under control.
Yeah. Like, China has actually done like a very good job. Like, you hear like different things depending on which news you subscribe to. But I am like quite impressed by it, especially because I was kind of there. And
yeah.
Like, just seeing it was definitely like quite impressive what they did to like lock down entire cities. And
what happened when you were in Shanghai, by the way?
I was actually like in Shanghai for, because I flew into Shanghai, but then I went to like a different province.
Uh-huh.
Not the lockdown province.
Yeah.
But another province. And then, yeah. So when I was in Shanghai for like 3 days first, and then it wasn't that serious when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
So like trains were still kind of running and stuff. So, but everyone was like, most everyone was wearing a mask, and the stores weren't selling any masks anymore. They would just like put up signs and, okay, sold out. And like, oh, okay. So like me and my girlfriend were like wearing masks and then yeah, doing a bit of shopping, stuff like that.
But there was no major lockdown or anything in that province.
No, it was like fine.
Just a normal, normal-ish.
Yeah, and then no, that was when I was in Shanghai, and then when we took the train to her hometown, sort of, and then I think that was kind of when Wuhan got locked down,
mm-hmm.
if I recall. And then like everyone was like, okay, like let's not go out. And yeah, they bought all of these like gifts to like, you know how in like Chinese New Year, they go visit people's houses and
yep.
they bring like boxes of gifts and they were just like, oh, sitting there. Because you basically like couldn't go out.
Uh-huh.
It was recommended that you don't go out.
And then towards the end?
Towards the end. So I stayed in her grandma's house for I think 3 or 4 days. And we went to her mom's house, which is like a different, same province, slightly different area, and pretty much just stayed at home. I remember like when I first got to that province, we had like a big dinner with all her relatives. And I think like that was the only time, like I actually got to like meet most everyone.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it was just like, okay, just like close family, not much else.
And then towards the end of your trip, when you go back, when you fly back, there was no issue. Was there any like problems or difficulties getting back?
They like at the airport, they took my temperature before I got in. And I actually didn't clear it at first because like I was kind of like running and then it got a bit hot.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy was like, oh yeah, just like, you know how like your hair, like what's that thing in Liu Hai? Fringe?
Fringe, yeah.
Your hair, yeah. Like he was like, okay, just take your fringe up and like cool it down a bit.
And that works.
I was like, okay. And that works apparently. I'm not saying everyone should do that, but and then I got in and queue up at the airport was, the queue was quite long for my flight. But once I got into like the international terminal, it was like pretty empty.
Because no one was traveling.
Yeah, and everyone was sitting like two seats apart from everyone else.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So yeah, like at my gate, like people were probably spread out across like the neighboring gates and everyone was just like so far from each other.
Yeah, I can imagine that actually.
Yeah, and the flight was, I think, I wouldn't say very empty, but maybe 2/3 full-ish. And that was that, really.
And then when you got back, did you have to self-quarantine or anything? Or is it just life as usual?
Yeah, so I self-quarantined for 14 days. And that's a whole nother story in itself.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
Okay, got it. Because like when people self-quarantine, I'm actually trying to imagine how they get their food and supplies. Is it enough to last 14 days?
Oh yeah, you know, you call your
friends.
You find a way.
I was reading this book a while ago. It's like, so most of the development and innovation will not come from the West anymore. It will be from Asia and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So Asia, we are already seeing a lot of innovation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now Africa is the one that will catch up soon.
Yep.
I think you might have read somewhere before. It's like,
yeah, it's like a matter of time. Just sort of from the East to Africa-ish. Yeah. So yeah, it's all like a matter of population, really.
And like Africa is moving from stage 1 and 2.
Directly to 4.
Yeah, directly to 4.
In the, what's that thing? I know what you're talking about, like that curve thing.
Yes. And like in a few years, Africa will probably be like the next China kind of thing. And then they will have.
Yeah.
It'll be very cool for the world for it to happen.
Yes, we can only wait.
Yes. After Corona, then we can look forward to that. Because now Corona, everything is tanking.
Well, I'm sure like there's a few that are going up. Like, it's not all down, you know.
Most of it are down.
Yeah, like it's probably a good time to buy a house if house prices are falling. Or...
I don't think house prices will fall though. House prices is based on like land demand, like real estate demand.
That's what they say in 2008.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, like overall the trend is going up. But
the reason why the stocks are going down is probably because companies are reporting that they're not able to meet profits because of like supply chain issues and no business because people are panicking.
Yeah, depending on which.
Yeah, that depends on that as well.
Turn off your news.
I need to turn off my news. I can't stop checking the news. And there's this Reddit channel, this subreddit for coronavirus and COVID-19.
Really?
Yes, there's a Reddit. There's a subreddit for it.
Well, okay. You should definitely unsubscribe that.
But at the same time, the development is really fast-paced. Mm. Like when I woke up this morning, there's like a ton of new cases. I sent you the screenshot earlier. It's like a ton of new cases here and there. It's like, oh.
So when did you start fixating?
When the stock price go down.
Oh, really? Okay. So what, 24, 25?
Yeah, somewhere last week.
Oh, okay.
When it hit Italy, and then when the stock price all dropped.
Oh, this week you mean?
Yes, this week.
Okay.
I was mildly interested in the weeks before, but not as much because, well, two reasons. One is because the S&P is actually still performing. The price is still going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other reason was that I don't want to actually get myself involved in worrying about all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sort of like semi-worried as well. Like last month, I was like, oh, surely the stock market will be dropping. And I was like, no, it's still going up. Okay.
Yeah, that's the surprising thing. It still goes up.
So I was like, okay, I sold a few because I had to pay for my sister's tuition fee. Good timing, I guess. And I didn't buy for a few months because I had a few commitments.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of good timing. And then this week I was like, oh, okay. It fell to about last December, November's.
Yes, it fell to that
price range. And I was like, okay, yeah, good that I didn't put anything in this few months. And I actually sold a few.
Yeah, I regret not selling a few when I had the chance, but then I didn't really know, so oh well, yeah. What to do.
But yeah, that's just like luck more than anything.
Yes,
it could have easily gone the other way. So the take-home message is if you need the money, then don't put anything into. That's why they say like a 7 to 10 year horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of over the face because like I think last month was when it was kind of on everyone.
It is only now that the panic is starting to spread because in the past month, people were thinking like...
Because other countries. Yeah.
Yeah, because other countries start to have it.
And it's quite funny. I wouldn't say funny. That's not the word for it. It's quite... The way it kind of spread was like what the guy in Italy was, like patient one was like in this marathon or something. And then the one in South Korea was like, there was this like... religion thing where everyone
the church in the church something.
And then I'm not sure about the Iran, like that's probably not like a funny story, but
the Iran thing, if I'm not mistaken, is from some guy from Italy going back to Iran. I could be wrong though.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah. And then the deputy health minister or something got the virus as well.
Yep. A lot in the minister has it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of like little almost like coincidences that normally won't be a big problem. And then,
and if I'm not mistaken, the guy from Italy was actually got it from Singapore, then he went back to Italy, or was it France?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
I remember there's this one guy who was like a super spreader. He was in Singapore for something, then he caught it, then he went back, then he flew to some other country, then to some other country, then back to Italy or somewhere. And then it spreads.
Yeah.
And that's how it spreads.
Yeah, like the cruise ship was like a big one as well.
Yes, and the cruise ship.
But yeah, like when I first got back, I think that was like what most people kind of was worried about, the cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, like my colleagues, friends here, they were like, oh yeah, luckily you weren't on that cruise ship. I was like, okay.
Yep.
I didn't know the cruise ship was like such a big thing.
No, because the cruise ship is isolated, and then once someone there is infected, it just goes.
Because I was so like, wouldn't you think that the tens of thousands of people in China, kind of, yeah, compared to like a few thousand.
To a few hundred.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah, because humans don't really understand big numbers.
Mm.
You have to show them pictures of like poor little girls having to walk 4 miles to get a bucket of dirty water. Then they would feel bad. If you tell them like, oh, like 100,000 people died from drinking dirty water, like, meh. Like, you know, what's 100,000 anyway?
Mm. And there's this sort of like perception that, what was it? Oh yeah, like people die from the flu.
Yes.
A lot of people die from the flu normally, like every year.
Yeah. But it's only 0.1 or 0.something percent.
Yeah. So there was a bit of, yeah, we'll be okay. I'm not sure if that's the key attitude. Right? I'm not saying it's wrong.
Coronavirus is 2%.
Yeah, but if you look at the demographic breakdown, this would probably, you should be looking at that chart.
I already saw that. It's mostly on elderly. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like basically 0.2%.
And yes, it's
up to, I don't know, 40, 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets up to like
15% for the elderly.
I think it's for people 80 and above or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah. But hey, it's like, I think the world is like relatively, like, we've come a long way since like SARS and
yes.
MERS.
Yes, we have. We have like CRISPR now, which can use for genetic sequencing. We have like all these technological advances.
Yeah, and there's like more ways, like food delivery probably wasn't much of a thing. Like you could get pizza delivery back then, maybe.
As long as the delivery guy is not sick.
But other than that.
Otherwise, they'll just make things worse.
And things like working from home, like
yep.
Definitely wasn't much of a thing back then.
Yeah.
So like there are like ways to sort of like slow down the spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not going to stop, but there are ways to like slow it down, and we sort of have like this hope that this would sort of get better. So I guess I'm kind of optimistic in a sense.
Well, actually, we should all be optimistic because we have survived worse before.
Mm.
Like the human population has survived, like the one in London, the plague, and then like a lot of worse diseases. This one has a very low fatality. So It's like, it's the only thing is it spreads very fast and you cannot really control it.
Mm.
But in terms of fatality, it's not that high. So it should not be a concern.
I guess that's one of the problems because of like, it doesn't kill enough people. So the people kind of get to spread it.
Yes, that's how viruses should work, because if the virus kills the host, the virus would just die.
Yeah, so that's a factor as well.
And the thing is, it's not the virus that is the panic that's bad.
There's also like a social sort of...
The social isolation, the trying to shut down the economy because of this, and like the panic, the widespread panic.
Yeah.
That's the thing to watch out for, actually.
Mm. Yeah, that's why it's quite disclaimer. I'm not being sponsored by the Chinese Communist Party, but that's why I think like China has done like to have actually like shut down like one of the biggest mass gatherings on the planet. Just like, okay, everyone, let's not do this Chinese New Year thing fully. That was like one big step.
Yep.
Actually, that it could have been a lot worse if they didn't, like an entire country didn't, of like 1.something billion people didn't, you know.
Yep.
Take that precaution, it could have got a lot worse.
It's probably a very tough decision that they made that.
Yeah. But still, like, most people are like, okay, yeah, well, what can we do then?
Yep.
If 1 year, no, it's just 1 year, I guess. And
Sure,
they got a bit of a holiday as well. And then they got bored of that holiday.
Hey, we have the internet, so it's hard to get bored when you have the internet.
You would be surprised. Like, there's people like counting rice, and I don't know. I heard the divorce rate got up.
Oh,
a little bit.
Really?
Because yeah.
That's interesting.
Spending time too much with your partner, and then fights ensue. Apparently.
You're not jinxing this for yourself, right?
No.
just kidding.
No, okay, it might be fake news. Double check facts, people. But yeah, that's sort of like social aspect. Like, if, like, I guess if your neighbors are all like doing it, it's, you know, like keeping safe. But that sort of like that social sort of aspect is quite important. Whereas, like, if you're saying, oh yeah, it's just, you know, everyone gets the flu every year, like, that's, I wouldn't say it's something we want to discourage, but yeah, but that's sort of just, I guess, be careful on what you say and what you do, because that's sort of like, especially with your friends, family, like, that would sort of have an impact on how, like, how this turns out. And panicking isn't really going to help. Like, you're just going to spread the panic.
Exactly. Panic never helps. And I have to say, I've been panicking within myself for the past few days. Actually, it's more like worrying, but it's sort of panicky as well.
Well, you can find someone who's panicking a bit more and then try to calm him or her down. And that would, I guess that would, yeah, it's like a relative thing, maybe.
Yes, it is. I heard of that before.
Yeah, as long as you don't panic more.
All right, shall we do a recap?
Yep.
So we talked about stocks tanking.
And then we tried not to talk about the virus, but we
ended up talking about it the whole time.
And then what did that lead into?
That lead into an interesting conversation about China and the economy.
Yeah, and then slowly veered into the virus again. And all the way you were panicking about the S&P 500 dropping.
And taking advantage of other countries' economy when they tank.
And then mentioned a bit of stuff on ethical investing.
Yeah.
We talked about oil and climate change.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for today. Remember to wash your hands and don't touch your face. And stay safe.
Stay safe, everyone.
And don't panic sell.
Well, you can if you want. See you next time.
See you next time.